Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Today we visit Josh Barron. He's over at Esquire Interiors, his family's company. They do everything from beautiful furniture to custom closets, window treatments, and flooring. And Josh, this has been a heck of a year for so many of us. And I understand you, like many other businesses and industries, have been battling that supply chain issue we've been hearing about. How has that materialized in your work world at Esquire?
Yeah, we've been battling supply chain issues pretty much every product category right now. You're dealing with shipment issues and labor issues as well. Majority of our products are American made. So the driving force behind that, I think, is that they're having trouble finding workers right now. So that has, you know, slowed everything up quite a bit. So it's been a challenge, but we've just been very transparent with clients, and, you know, it kind of is what it is. And they're experiencing that around everywhere they go right now. So it's kind of an expected thing, and they seem to be okay with it.
So give us an example of what a typical order might have looked like pre-pandemic and how it has changed afterwards. Let's say I'm in your showroom and I love a couch you have there, and perhaps a whole set. And generally, what would happen at that point pre-pandemic compared to now?
Yeah, so Sofas actually has a couple things going on. But pre-pandemic, it was nice. It was about a 4 to 6 week lead time for custom furniture, which in the realm of custom furniture, that's pretty quick turnaround time.
Yeah, that is.
The thing that the furniture industry is experiencing right now is a foam shortage. And how that has come to be is, you know, one of the major chemical suppliers in the United States is based out of Texas that makes this chemical for this foam. And if you remember back to this winter, they had that really bad ice storm that wiped out that plant for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they went with, you know, they fell way behind on their production time, and it's, we're really seeing lasting effects right now. So now you're seeing lead times that are, 24 to 48 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's I always cringe when it comes out of my mouth telling customers, but like I said, I mean, if they're shopping anywhere else, they're going to get the same response.
Right. But in this case, they're going to get exactly what they want eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, right. And there's a lot to be said for custom made furniture and the quality and being able to make all the selections that you want that go with your home. So that is quite a bit of a difference from 4 to 6 weeks to, what'd you say, 24?
24 to 48 weeks. It depends on the company. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you're telling people next year.
Wow.
And that's a tough pill to swallow. But like I said, you know, as long as you're transparent and you manage those expectations, the customer's response is generally pretty understanding.
And your customers have understood. So I think most of us are aware that these kinds of timelines are going on. When do you see that easing up a little bit?
I wish I had the crystal ball. I really don't know. Foam is reaching, you know, it's getting worse and worse right now. So I'm hoping that that catches up soon. I know that there are certain companies that, you know, Hunter Douglas, for example, their lead times are starting to come back closer to normal. So it really just depends on industry to industry. And, you know, you've got raw goods affected throughout this, and it just has a big effect along with the labor force. So
it doesn't sound, though, like the shipping and shipping container issue, which also there were big holdups when people were ordering from overseas, really impact your industry, because most of your furniture is American made, unless those companies are getting their supplies from overseas.
Sure. Yeah. There's always the, you know, with Hunter Douglas right now, we're having a big issue with motorization because of microchip shortages. Right. So, you know, you see that in the automotive industry,
right.
That transfers over to our industry as well. The only furniture line that we have that comes from overseas, it comes from Norway, but it's Fjords. It's very similar to Stressless. So we are seeing container issues with them.
Wow.
And that's kind of more on the 48-week lead time that we've been experiencing with them.
Amazing. We are talking with Josh Barron. He is with Esquire Interiors, located on Jackson Road. here in Ann Arbor. And I know that you expanded your furniture showroom. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have. It's been a really exciting year. It's taken a while to get stuff in, but we finally have it. But we've expanded. We've always been primarily a Norwalk dealer, which is an Ohio-based company, and they're wonderful, and we still work with them. But we also introduced Roe and Robin Bruce, which is going to be out of North Carolina. And then you have Fjords, which is our, you know, we went to market before the pandemic in search of kind of a Scandinavian look. And we found that with Fjords. Their price points are a little bit lower than Stressless, and it's just beautiful, ultra comfortable stuff. So that's been really, really well received. And we've also expanded our dining furniture as well. So we've moved stuff around in the showroom, which is nice. So everything's up kind of front and center a little bit more. And we've been really excited at how well received it's been.
That Scandinavian look is very hot right now too. So
yeah.
You're right on top of things at Esquire. With other companies having a worker shortage, you've actually expanded your staff at Esquire. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've brought on a few new people. One of which is the daughter of one of our employees. She found herself out of work because of the pandemic. She was working in an industry that was heavily affected by it, in the commercial housing, and something that probably wasn't coming back. So it just kind of worked out that way to where she came over to us, and we've been very, very happy with her. And we have a new person starting on Monday. His name's Matt Henniger. He's a friend of mine and local contractor, but he's going to be coming in and working with us. So we'll be able to kind of expand our offerings, you know, back into kitchen and bath remodeling like we used to do back, years ago. So we're very excited with it. But we've definitely had to make changes. I mean, I think with the pandemic, you got used to your comforts of home. And, there's something to be said for that. That's kind of nice. So we've done a few things. We put a gym in the basement, so we've got a Peloton down there for everyone to use. We got to work on getting a shower system in. But, yeah, just doing a little gym at the office for everyone. And then just trying to do as many, like, team lunches and potlucks and stuff like that as we can do to kind of just – I mean, let's face it, the people you work with, you spend more time than your family.
Right, and in your case, they can't actually work at home remotely like many of us are. And so Correct. You're making work feel like home for them.
Yeah, in a way, and it's fun. The culture here is it's really strong. We have a really good, positive culture here, and it's very team oriented. So it's fun, and everyone that's here just enjoys it, and we just try to make it as comfortable as possible.
I want to talk a little bit more about your offerings concerning shades, etc. You talked about those motorized shades and the fact that I didn't realize, had chips, and so that has delayed them. But you say that currently 45% of your sales in blinds are motorized now. People are really gravitating to that.
Yeah, it's, the price point in motors has come down from what it used to be when they first came out. So it's made it a little bit more affordable. But, with that along comes the quality too. These are quieter motors. They are all Bluetooth capable, so they can work with your phones. They can work with, if you have a Lutron system in your home, it can hook up with that. It's really versatile. And our showroom here is, when we built it, we pre-wired everything. So we have everything motorized in here. So it's really an impressive showroom in the sense when you come in and I can walk over to Alexa and tell her to turn on natural light and she'll lift all the blinds up so we can look at color samples with natural light. And we've been doing a lot of pre-wiring in new construction homes too. So that's been another thing that's been great because, while motorization is great, if you're doing it after the fact, you have 12 AA batteries that you have to charge out or change out annually, or there's a rechargeable battery pack. But it's nice to have a pre-wired scenario because it's pretty inexpensive up front, as far as wiring your home for that. So it's a nice feature to have.
How does that work compared to what we normally see with motorized blinds?
Yeah, so this is all low voltage wire. So it doesn't require permitting or anything like that. You just essentially think of a speaker wire. You'd be running a speaker wire to each window opening, and then it would all go to, say, your utility room, where they'd plug into a big transformer and then plug into the wall. Hmm. So it's out of the way. It's someplace, you know, you're not going to see it. And yeah, it's very, very sleek, and, you know, we do a lot of it.
Your motto is affordable luxury since 1952. Tell everyone a little bit about your family's background with Esquire Interiors, Josh.
Yeah. My grandparents started Esquire Dry Cleaners in 1952. They had 10 locations. They had the first drive-through location, which was on Michigan Ave in Ypsilanti. So eventually, when more fabrics came out that were washable at home, they kind of panicked. And my grandma started making draperies and selling those out of the front of the dry cleaner. And then it kind of just slowly converted into all window treatments. And, you know, from there, it's progressed into wallpaper and furniture and flooring and all that. So it's been a nice natural progression.
It's nice to compare that to what you've gone through with the pandemic as well. It shows how resilient we are and creative as a people to be able to adapt to the times that we're living in, Josh.
Yeah, it really is. And that was one of the things during when the pandemic first hit too, we had to shut down, and I remember we all like gathered around the TV up in the front and we're watching the press conference and just kind of like looking around at each other like, all right, well, what now? And we came up with the idea pretty quickly that we didn't know what we were going to do. Like, we were closed, but we had sewing machines in the back and we had a bunch of fabric, and the team pulled together and we were in here making masks for the local hospitals and retirement homes. And then it turned into a demand that we couldn't keep up with. So what we decided to do is we shot a YouTube video of our seamstress and we put that out there. And then we made mask kits to pick up at the front of our showroom. So we'd cut out the fabric, we'd serge it, put the elastic in there, like kits of 10. And then that was kind of cool because it gave people something to do. Like, I think at that time, everyone's like, what do you do? You know, you can only go outside on a walk so much. So it was nice to see all the community come together. And we, you know, we just kind of did it together, and that was really neat. And it was just really a great bonding experience for the staff too.
I loved when I saw Esquire doing that and responding to the community in that way. It really speaks to what a great business is when it addresses community need like that. For more information, you can go online to EsquireInteriors.com, EsquireInteriors.com, and check out their offerings. We didn't even get to the custom closets or the flooring, and you have so much furniture as well, beautiful items, and again, located on Jackson in Ann Arbor. Great talking with you today, Josh Barron. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, too, Lucy. Thank you for having me.
Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Esquire Interiors, a member of Bragg Ann Arbor. For information about the association, you can go online to braggannarbor.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.